As we continue our celebration of the Christmas season, we observe today, as we have heard, the great feast of the Epiphany of the Lord. The word Epiphany means manifestation. And throughout the Christmas readings, we have seen that the newborn King is eager to reveal himself to all those who are willing to accept his presence in their lives. From the poor humble shepherds to the international group of Magi featured in today's gospel passage, Jesus makes it clear that he offers himself as a gift to everyone. When we accept God's gift of himself, we are then able to see that our lives, our communities, no matter how humble, are glorious blessings. We respond to God's light as the Magi did to the star, with gratitude, with honor, and seeing it as the gift that it is. Unlike Herod, we have no need to fear because we live by God's power. Herod missed God's light in his life, and so can we if we let fear overtake us. The Magi's story is one of determination and courage. They chose to follow the star. They didn't have to. We can choose to follow God. We don't have to. The fear of change, loss, and the desire for comfort can hinder us from opening our eyes to the light of Christ all around us. But knowing that God is with us, we can have the courage to put aside our fears and stay open to the experiences of light that God offers to us. You know, God bends over backwards to manifest himself to us. To the shepherds, he sent an angelic choir. For the Magi, he provided a star. To Herod, there appeared curious wise men. But Herod refused to accept God's gift. How has God reached out to you, revealing himself in and through the people in your life? Perhaps it was the birth of a child that suddenly makes you understand love and responsibility in a new way. Or the day you said, "I love you," to someone and knew that it was about more than just romance or physical attraction. Or the time you sat with a dying person and knew that you were on holy ground. These are all gifts that God gives to us. Do we see them as gifts? Are we conscious that God is sending us these gifts so that we can grow closer to him? Rather than return to Herod with word of the Christ child, the Magi returned home by another route. What routes to Christ are available to us? How can we be better attuned to the ways God is speaking to us? Well, I think that answer is easy. By strengthening our spiritual senses. By spending time with the Lord in prayer. In the same way that we set professional goals or exercise goals, we can set spiritual goals to ensure that we are taking the time to listen intentionally to God. So, what is your prayer life like? This is our best route to God. But there are other routes too. Might we find a route to Christ through our family members who rub us the wrong way? Or in our communities where we can be the light of Christ to others, even though we might not always agree with what's happening? When things don't seem to benefit us, we often miss the light that God is giving to us. But God never permits anything to happen in our lives that is not for our salvation. We simply have to trust in what God is doing in our lives. Oh, we cannot deny that, yes, there are things to be feared today in a world that is ever-changing, in a church in which we may have lost trust because of scandal, in loved ones who turn on us. But God's light in us will never be extinguished. When things seem dark to us, let us remember the Magi and their journey to follow the star. They kept moving forward, even when they seemed to lose the star for a while and all seemed lost to them. Because of God in our lives, we can be hope-filled, and we cannot let setbacks hinder us. We can choose to move forward or not. And if we choose to move forward, we can be that source of hope for others by becoming epiphanies for others and manifest to them the Christ that is in us.